make sure that they are notified. Christie will take care of that. But I've had some requests and some are. Also, real quickly, I'd like to add in under the DMD at the Oklahoma Oil and Gas Expo. Done a wonderful job. I want to thank my council. Also, I met with all of our purchasers there. It was a great experience for me, but I picked up some other information also. And what it really boils down to is that when we go into these grants, this digitalization, I looked at what are going to be the proper elements that we're going to have in the field. With that, all I can tell you is I think we need to put a little bit more into their presentation, and we need to make a total package that we can take on the road and send it other places for other tribes to go. We were discussing an event just a few minutes ago that's going to come up under the Royalty Policy Committee, and that is the exact effort that we are having. Other tribes haven't even got to that yet. But ours is, we're so old, the environmental issues are going to be something else. I went and looked at a lot of those folks that we already have companies that are working here now. And I'm going to review not only their drilling program, but also their environmental program. We need to establish that the Osage has always been that. Under UIC program, I actually met a lady that was there from 1982 that helped start our program. So with that, I'll just tell you that if we can, we need to, I'd like to have a presentation to upgrade it when we go to the Oil and Gas Summit on DMD. And I want to thank them all personally here in our meeting on behalf of the Osage Minerals Council. I think it's a good effort, but we were up against some booths that they spend a lot of money. And with that, I just wanted to add that short comment. I'd like to go on to item number B, which we are covering under September lease sale. Any more effort into that? Hearing none, I'd like to go on down. Discussion with Mr. Fredericks and experts. He has called for the 23rd or 24th. I'd like to go back to Tulsa with it. Now, I think NCIC is on the same week, but our experts in the field, I think we need to have this done before we roll into November. So the dates will be sent through Lacey. Everything's going to go through Lacey and be sent out. I agree with Councilwoman Harlan, but this is the only way, any information we have. But the 23rd and 24th are the dates that are available. Otherwise, we go into November. And with that, a quick November issue is we still have the November the 5th item that we're working on a strategic plan. I'm going to have our ladies send us the information. You will see it. And I'm going to look for some volunteers who would like to work on the three categories and then go on to the formal draft effort for the council to hopefully roll this out in December. And with that, I've asked Nancy to go ahead and send us an email. I've received one of them, but I'm going to review it. And then I want to ask to go through Lacey and request some help on those matters. Actually, I'm looking at the three. I'd like to take care of that. Yes.
Well, you rolled through item B so fast, I didn't speak up quick enough on the lease.
We're past that.
Okay. Chair?
Yes.
I have a conflict the week of the 23rd to 24th. I'll be out of state that entire week. If we could move to November, that would be most helpful to me.
Yes, and that's another thing.
I think it's important for me to be there.
I do, and also I'd like to have some of your comments to have at this meeting. They'd like to put together what they requested from us, and this is what the email will be sent out to you first, probably get it out by Friday. I'll call them as soon as we get done, and the comment period will be then available. We'll check on the dates, and you are talking the November 5th.
Sir, I'll be gone the week of the 23rd.
And that's for the experts with Mr. Fredericks.
Right. So I would be asking to move the meeting with the lawyers and the experts to either the week of the 29th or sometime in November.
I'd like the 29th. I'll target it because that way we can bring it back to our meeting on the 2nd. Does that sound all right with everyone?
I have a conflict, but... think I can be there.
How does the last week look?
I can do November 1st.
I actually have a trial on the 29th too, so if we could do the 30th or 31st or 1st.
Yes, I'm actually going to target the very last 2 days.
Chair?
Yes.
I'm glad that you moved that. On the 23rd, I just didn't want to make you aware during NCI that NITEC, which is the National Indian, they're having, and I just got the notice yesterday, so I didn't put in or request any trouble. I wanted to bring it up here. Maybe I'll wait to new business.
No, let's discuss it
okay,
right
now. Okay, that'd be fine. It's a national organization, which you're aware of.
Yes.
With Chris Deschenet and their group that does energy policy on the national level, and they're having their meeting during NCI on the 23rd, and I was going to travel up there because I knew it was short notice. I didn't know, but I think that we do need to have a representative at that meeting.
I agree. Councilman Rick.
Back to the discussion on the meeting with Fredericks and experts. Do we need to meet quickly to ensure, I want to understand what's going on with our cases. And I think it's very important that we line out his role and the role of the experts. And that's critical.
Yes, sir.
What we're going to do in the next 4 years. So
I agree.
If we can get this meeting moving as quickly as possible, I'd like to propose that.
Councilman,
I mean, I don't feel my presence is as important as Chairman Walk. I want to make sure you're there, and whoever is, wants to be there, that's fine. I think Chairman Walk to be that person and set that agenda and set the. Whoever you want to talk to, whatever council is available, I can bow. I'm going to say I'll take what you're telling me to make this thing move more quickly.
Okay, thank you very much. Councilwoman.
My comment is that I think that all of us should be there. And I feel that because we are representing all the shareholders, that it's a responsibility of each council member. And I appreciate you moving that to that day where it would accommodate all schedules. And obviously, it's important that we have previous council members, but for our new ones that are looking after the settlement, it's important that each one of us have a voice at the table and get to know who our experts are and listen to each one of us as they go through, because collectively we will be directing you as council members to follow through. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilwoman.
What was the date you said?
Well, we are targeting the 30th and 31st, but I also have to interject here, these are the dates in which the experts ask for.
Okay.
The 23rd and 24th. Okay. So I will go 23rd, 24th, and the other 2 days I'll ask them to feel available the 30th and 31st. Will that literally put you on the red eye back that night?
No. I am gone the last week of every month, and the 23rd is the week I'm gone.
Okay. Thank you, Council. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Just to follow up. These guys are experts. And we go to the doctor. The doctor's an expert. We go to an attorney. The attorney's an expert. And so on. So we got to put faith into the process. And I understand the concern, but, I've addressed this last month. And I think this is critical. We need to, if you don't see the importance of this, and let's talk in executive. But to me, we need to keep moving forward and quickly and strongly, because to me it's that important. These 4 years are going to go by, and we're not going to put our best foot forward. I just want to make sure that our experts are lined up, our attorneys lined up, whatever we do to ease that conversation to make it happen, because we are fighting a big battle. So I want to make sure that we don't, you know, let's turn our guns and ammo toward the people that really need it, and that's those people that are trying to take our asset. These people out there that are trying to ruin our shareholders' holdings. These people are after us. We need to make it quick. We need to make a strong statement to these people out there, not among ourselves.
Yes, sir. Councilwoman Gray and Councilwoman Foreman.
Okay. I concur that it is critical, but I also believe that it's a responsibility. It's a responsibility of each of us to understand each of the experts that come to the table, that we are in all accord as we move forward. It would be a disservice to our shareholders that we as the elected officials are not fully informed. I would not like to have a shareholder come up to me and ask about settlement, and I go, you know, I don't know. And so all we're asking is for, you know, they sent us one day, come on, give us a couple dates, and all we're asking is for another day. I'm not saying that I mean, if I had to choose between going to a meeting and being a part of the bigger picture of energy policy for Indian Country, I'm gonna choose to come at that meeting. But I'm also saying that let's make it to where it's all of our schedules. We've only had, that will only give us 5-6 days to make this, to change all of our schedules, which, you know, I understand they've got busy schedules, but if that's what works for them, I get it. But also, all we're asking for, give us another date, a 1 week later. 1 week later is not going to make that much difference in the big scale. We've been waiting on this other things for months, and so we're just asking for another 7 days.
Yes.
Okay,
thank you, Council. Let's move on. Under personnel issues, Councilwoman Foreman, did we need to go into executive?
Well, I just wanted to discuss the fact that we have kind of stalled out there a spreadsheet we requested that the superintendent suggested. Well, she didn't have the time to actually put it together. She said she already gives us all the information, which I almost, you know, maybe 98% agree with. But she suggested that we have our staff put it together. And we discussed this once before. Margo and Councilwoman Gray actually made a good suggestion, you know, that, you know, we do need this in an Excel format so we can create graphs and that sort of thing and have a visual and have it provided monthly. I am not sure about what workload our staff has, but I think we need to, as a council, decide if we want to assign this task to our staff to keep us updated in a more modern way that will help us keep track of our production and everything else that she gives us in graph form, you know, to see the trends and help us make decisions going forward.
Thank you.
So that's why I don't know if that's necessary.
No, it's not. I've already met with my staff, and also we've looked into the accounting question that you asked me. We don't have to be an executive of that. Because some of the information that you're asking for this spreadsheet actually will go into the recovery of the accounting that we're getting on ourselves anyway. Specifically, and this came up while ago by second chair on the gas, which is going to be the big question nationally, is this formula and issue that we're talking about. The oil is looked under API straight across, so it's pretty well covered on anything. But whatever this sheet Excel is, we're going to put that in there. And I do believe we need that. So if you will, just work on that, getting the actual format that you want and the information. I know it's a breakdown of the BTUs, thermals, and the rest.
If I may, I have the format. And that is, everybody has a copy of it, I think.
Yes.
So we can refine that. We can, you know, we don't have to fill out every single thing. The most important thing up front until we get our arms around it
is get the spreadsheet.
Is to get the production in there, the revenue in there, the prices in there, so we can look at it on the graph.
We can do that. We have that available and has been giving that out. I'd like to go second chair and then Councilman Rachel.
Thank you. Susan, this is This is your form that you handed out.
Yes.
Have you taken the information that the superintendent's provided and tried to plug it into this form?
Not yet. I know the information that she provides. I've looked through. She provided it to all of us, all the different documents.
So, as I make a finish,
second.
You are the gas expert.
Yes.
And I was wondering, maybe you might ought to go through it first to kind of see how it works, if it does work, or, you know, what she's sending, you know, see what kind of a process it is, and then let us know if you're wanting to dedicate, how much time you're wanting to dedicate from our staff. It may just be a one-day deal where they have to, once a month, take her information and plug it into whatever these cells are, blanks, what have you. Or, you know, it may be take longer, but I'd like for you to take a look at it first, since you are the gas expert. What I found is
a lot of times... Are we designating her the gas expert? Well, is this council designating
her? That's what it was, what I've heard. But just getting back to what I was saying is I've noticed, and whenever we've had technical stuff that we've had to put in our files where I work, and I found that a lot of them made mistakes because they were not familiar with the terminology. And so then later on, we had to go back with either techs or engineers and write in and correct what they assumed, you know, and they made some mistakes. So I just thought maybe you might ought to run through it and see just how, you know, what kind of labor intensive it is. It may not be that big a deal, or then again, it may be, you know, something that takes a week.
May I answer your questions?
Yes, you may.
You can try.
Okay. First of all, I have two spreadsheets. One for natural gas, which the superintendent generated for us, and we talked about that earlier. This spreadsheet is based upon everything. And I don't mind at all picking out the reports that she provides us and putting them in myself to help our staff understand which documents they need to pull out to put into the spreadsheet. So I'll be glad to do that.
On your own first?
Yes.
To see how it works?
Yeah. And
thank you.
Actually, I spent quite a few hours on what you're looking at right now, but I'll be glad to fill out one month's column and supply them with the documents they need to be looking for out of multiple documents.
That's a boilerplate effort. Let's just try that, and then we'll see what we need to do on the second.
Okay.
Secondary meeting?
No, I'm good with that.
Great.
You know, I might recommend, because it sounds like it's just data input. Mm-hmm. That's something that we could probably do on a short-term basis for someone to get it up and going, and then after all that data is in there, if it's just a monthly update and let it populate, I think that's something that we could have probably at a lower paid wage for someone just to do data entry, and that way it won't overwhelm our current staff and their current duties, because I mean they're very busy, and so that's just a recommendation, Chair.
I agree with that. Also, is that we still need this boilerplate to even have this person do that. Secondary is that the oil has the 4,000 X amount of runs. Gas has almost the same element. Where we're moving what 14 million cubic feet a day. Is that it?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to respond that quickly.
Yes, I'm in the ballpark.
Yeah.
I'm in the ballpark, and we'll do exactly that. We'll review it, and if it does look like it's going to hamper us on the input data, we'll go. I actually called the nation, seeing if they had a program where I could get us another staff member to help us on what I already know is going to be a little. Councilman Redcorn, then we'll move on.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I'm in agreement. We need to see what the performance of the gas is doing. And it's not happening except in this, you know, report here, reports we get from the Bureau. And we appreciate that. And I understand the limitations. However, we do have a new engineer over there. And whatever resources we got available,
perfect.
I think we ought to start the conversation. What information do we want out of the Bureau, and what format do we want it? And I think we ought to, you know, attack that. I mean, just open up the conversation. Let's see what we can do. Because we all have I mean, we're all strong-willed here, but I think there's a solution there somewhere.
Thank you. Superintendent.
We also need to keep in, thank you. We also need to keep in mind that I do just have one petroleum engineer, and we are receiving more and more permits. So I do not wish to over-obligate him in any way. And I know that you do have an individual that's also on staff, and I don't mean to continue to bring Go Bill's name out there, but maybe this is something that Bill may be able to help as well.
His contract states other duties as assigned.
Thanks.
We're all right. Thank you. Councilwoman Gray, and then Councilwoman Foreman has finished.
Okay.
Just because you're all beat us. Don't bring it up.
I wasn't going to go there.
Yeah, you was.
Chair, you know, just as a you know, right now, doing spreadsheets is mostly for numbers, and when you gather big data, I wonder if there is an oil in kind program that is maybe something similar to what the Osage Suite that you all use or something, that this will already, once you get the data in there, then you'll be able to pull the reports and everything. Through spreadsheets is kind of like old school, but they have programs that maybe it'd be worth you know, looking into something that will streamline that process so we can get this.
Honors knows that.
Yeah, so that's all I had.
Yes, Superintendent.
I'm so sorry. I never got to see a lot of things that goes around the table here.
Those are the lucky ones.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess my question is this something that maybe previously was performed by Jim Swan? No?
I hired the first engineer to do that right over here, back in the
Mr. Baker?
90s. No, dear. Oh. Way before your time. Seven superintendents ago.
Seven superintendents.
Yes, so we've been looking at it a long time. Preparation to put the fire out. It's not after, what did you just say, cleaning up after the parade? We're going to get it done right this time. Thank you, dear. Councilwoman, very quickly.
Okay, just quickly, spreadsheet before you has three tabs, and I sent it out to everyone at least 2 months ago to review and give you feedback on what you thought of it. It has all the information on it I think that we need, but I am open to anyone's input 2 months later, you know, so we can get this thing off high center. And like I said, I will go ahead and pull out the documents that will be the easiest first look, first.
I'd like to do it at a multi-phase, and we take the first origination, just like you're talking about, the data input, and then if it does have the gas sales, and you put it down there, and then you plug in the decatherm, what are we getting paid, MCF, and the breakdown of the liquids. Also, that's when we're going to look at the contract. If it red flags on three of those issues, then I'm going to go review the contract, and we're going to go on site, because we're getting ready to get us a vehicle. And I would like to say this, is that you got to get these permits out so we can get that drilling going, Superintendent. We had some ABA tests that come negative up on the lockout. And the Nature Conservancy burnt some other acreage down, so we don't have to follow a federal rule on those. And with that, let's get them out for December. That'll be the best Christmas we can give. Council, just real short, yes, sir.
I just want to say that
introduction and head rock owner, please.
Yes, Linda Heskett is my name.
Thank you.
And as a shareholder, I just want to say this: the nail case is extremely important to the shareholder, and this can go south if you don't give it your full attention. Thank you.
We will do so. Thank you, ma'am. With that, I'd like to move on down to the old business under vehicle, Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. Did we get that letter sent out to all our members?
Yes.
I got it sent out and it's in the book.
It's in the book, okay. We got, thank you. We got in our book a letter from the Bureau on the tasks we need to complete to get the vehicle. And it's, at least tasks, they're one through seven, and I would like, I think the only thing, I think we have everything right now to get the vehicle once, if we follow these steps. So I'm going to assume that we, I can initiate this, these activities with the chairman, if that's okay with the council, and we move forward to get our vehicle on the grant.
Chair, I make a motion that the council move forward, take care of the necessary steps to get the vehicle from the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Thank you. I have a motion on the floor. I have a second. Any discussion? Call for the question, please. If we're allowed to take care of the vehicle, to take it.
Who seconded it?
Councilwoman Gray. Motion by Councilwoman Harlan, seconded by Councilwoman Gray. Just call for the question, please. Oh, and the price on the vehicle is zero. No, we're not getting us a limo.
Thank you, Richard, for your help.
Don't be putting my flatbed up yet, all right? We'll get to that. But there's actually two. We're going to go look at them then. But with that, motion on the floor, call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Rebard?
Yes.
Oh. Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
What did I say to you this week? Didn't we practice this?
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, council. ABB discussion. Sir?
I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
The second discussion is, it's not, I guess it's not on the agenda, but it is grant related. And whatever, how the council wants to handle this, but we need a resolution, I found out, on the Buffalo Data contract to allow the chief to drive through Canyon Commerce to extend that grant to December 31st, 2018.
So moved. I need a second.
Second then.
I have a motion on the floor by Chairman Waller, second by Councilwoman Gray to extend the it is the DMD grant.
Yes, the original first grant.
Our phase one of our grant.
Yes.
And Bill, fill in the blanks when we write the resolution, I'll sign it. I'll call for the question.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebard?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, council.
Comment.
Wait a second now. All right.
If that's okay. The budget, Candy Thomas gave me a list of things that have to be tied up. One of them is our budget that we're sending D&B has to match Ms. Gray's budget. A couple other items, produce resolutions for all the things that we have done so far.
Okay.
And we've got the vehicle going, we've got the Creative North and Well Committee, we've identified Mr. Lynn as a project specialist. All those things we need a resolution behind. And so we're going to, I'm going to send those, if that's okay with the council, I'm going to communicate with Candy, button all this up so we get this grant.
Councilwoman Harlan, isn't that exactly what your resolution covers?
Yes, I think so.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
And you already have, I have the email. We've already covered everything now that's on there, so it does phase one. Secondly, the nation approved our budgets. We appreciate that. And the also assisting us. Just also is that we're looking at the final determination whether this building stays or not. If the black mold's here, we're going to tear it down. Okay. Council, with that, I'd like to go on down to the ABB discussion. Councilwoman Foreman.
Yes. We have, I know that Councilwoman Harlan had met with John Colby, the fisherman, and I had a good discussion about setting aside some acreage for the ABB, but I felt like that was, and that's a good thing, and I'm looking forward to us looking into that. But that's the long-term solution. I think we also need to talk about short-term solutions to our American Burying Beetle problem, since we've had this year 62 wells not drilled because of it.
At least.
And there are short-term solutions that exist. First of all, and I've said this before in the last meeting, Arkansas has a 3-acre waiver for the American Berry Beetle, Osage County used to have a 1.2 acre waiver that was taken away. I don't understand why it was taken away. I think we need to talk with Fish and Wildlife about reinstating that. Secondly, another short-term solution for the American Berry Beetle would be to increase our lease term. With the 2 years is really not industry standard. 3 years is more like industry standard. And because the American Berry, if you get a positive on the American Berry Beetle after you are approved to drill a well, they go out and do the survey for the American Berry Beetle. They find one, that stops everything until the next season for surveys, 6, 7, 8 months later. By that time, if they get a negative, they may be at the end of their 2 year term and they don't have time to drill, or you know, or they find it again, and they invested money paying for this lease and doing all the work it takes to plan on where to drill and all that kind of stuff. And so I think a short-term solution would be to increase the lease term. I also think that would give more incentive to producers to come back to the Osage because they'll have a little more time in which to fight the American Berry Beetle and make their plans to drill.
I know the council has made those arrangements before. What will be your closing remark?
Well, that's, I just think we need to come up with some long-term solutions.
Councilwoman Harden.
Short-term.
Yes.
Chair, I did meet with the Fish and Wildlife folks. I sent it out in an email. Every council member knows exactly what the conversation was. I did raise the issue of reverting back to the 1.2 that Oklahoma had. That is out of the question. They will not grant that. They will not grant a categorical exclusion. They do not give those anymore. If you refer back to the email that I sent, I explained all of that in detail. I think if we extend the lease term, that is long term, but I think setting aside property that immediately makes drilling available, because they don't have to worry about the ABB. We're setting aside a little property up there that offsets it. I think that is the immediate response to this. I would be very much opposed to extending the lease agreement, because then the next thing will be back to the conversation we had before about leases. Well, we extend that lease term and then we decrease our monies that we received, and I'm not going to go for that.
Thank you. Anything else? The other concern is, that's exactly what they told us the last 3 years. I believe that actually even reverts back to you, Chairman, at your term. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife, they're not going to move. So I feel like what we can do is look at our acreage, because the only reason that wasn't already done is at the time we were requested by the nation to look at possibly working a deal out of Bluestem. State of Oklahoma has bought all credits now. They're not available. So we should have an open effort and not talking to, and this is the other part, this is fee simple property. We don't have to go through the federal triggers on it. And our head rod owners own it. We need to act like it. Council.
Thank you, Chair. Ms. Phillips, are we granting categorical exclusions anywhere in the Osage for any lease?
No.
Okay. So no categorical exclusions for any type of lease in Osage County?
Basically, all of our leases, basically, all of our leases that pertain to oil and gas, we are using the programmatic EA for leasing approval. So we're using that for any new leases.
And you're talking strictly oil and gas?
Talking strictly oil and gas.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Councilwoman Gray, Councilwoman Rivard, second chair will be closing.
I believe we talked about having Jonna Polk come and invite her to be on our future agenda. I still think that would be well worth it to go over. I think, Chairman, did you mention that previously before? Okay. So I would make a recommendation that we have her at next month's, if it's to her schedule, have her there, or even at the oil and gas summit as well.
I think
we could get, if we get in that, get that meeting in prior to the biennial consultation, that may help, because first thing they're going to tell us at Bynum meeting, well, you have to take it up to U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
Exactly.
So if we can take it up with them first and then go into the Bynum meeting and have that as an agenda item.
Can I make that recommendation that we have an invitation to Ms. Polk to be on our November
second? Agenda? I'd like to go to the second if we can.
Okay.
I'll make a second on her motion to invite Ms. Polk.
I believe we already had that on the table, didn't we? Didn't we already say in this meeting we were going to set up a date? Okay, we have a motion on the floor and a second motion by Councilwoman Gray, second by Councilwoman Harlan, to have the formal invite to U.S. Fish and Wildlife, our regional director, Jonna Polk, and any of her policies she wants to bring. Is that okay with the council? Call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
And how does your November 2nd agenda look already? I'd like to get her, I agree with the council, let's get her in now in case we've got to make some other retorts later by the 21st. Does that sound good to the council? If she's available, if not, we'll go to the 21st. Thank you.
Just to follow up, we might keep an eye on another endangered species, the rattlesnake boar moth. I don't know if it's anywhere, but I've been hearing rumblings about it, especially in Osage County. So.
What's it called?
Rattlesnake boar moth?
It's really got a nice antenna set. I feed them to the American bird beetle. Okay, with that, thank you, Council. And also, there was a. I'm going to get some equipment. Anything else we need? Let's go right on down over the minute meetings. Council, I'd entertain any motion, or we can table it.
I can make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
Can we do it separate?
Sorry.
Can we do it separate? Because I wasn't here the 5th.
I make a motion to approve October 5th minutes.
Second. Any more discussion? Just call for a question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Abstain.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Abstain.
Motion passes.
Chairman, I make a motion we pass October 12th minutes.
So moved. I'll second that. Have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Chairman Waller. Call for the question, please.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Abstain.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. Committee recommendations, Councilman Red Eagle.
Thank you, Chairman. Been talking to some of the fellow council people. Discussed in the last meeting, this is just a little bit. Councilman Redcorn suggested too that we have too many committees. And I kind of agree with him, but there's quite a few there. And some of the folks that live out of town, like Susan and Paul, they live in Tulsa, that's an hour away, you know. I know I used to drive to Tulsa every day. It's 94 miles a day, it's a long time. A lot of ways. And Councilwoman Harlan, she lives in Telephone, that's 2 hours away, you know. Brother here lives in Harmony, that's 20 miles away, that's still 40 miles to drive. You know? So it's been I've been looking at it pretty close, and maybe we can consolidate some of these committees. Maybe we can eliminate some of these committees, like the signatories, maybe that's just a something that, I know I was a signatory on one of the last councils, and we didn't have a committee for it. We just came in and signed up.
Good, because I'm going to put you on it. Thank you.
Anyway, I'll leave it open to the council. Just get more discussion, open it up, and see what y'all think. I know Council Lady Foreman has some good ideas. I talked to her about it. Maybe some of y'all do too. So, open it up.
Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. I think you mentioned this last meeting. I think a lot of the stuff we mentioned in committees, we need the whole council just to hear. And then I think we can, better, or try to, not picking on anybody, just better manage what we talk about. And some of these things don't even need a long discussion. So anyway, I'm entertaining that. But I give respect of each and everybody's vote. All eight of us need to hear, these things. So going through committees and then, those kind of things, I think, doesn't give us the full breadth of understanding of what's going on. So if we have to have a special meeting, we have that in our back pocket. And I think we can manage the mineral estate better by all of us participating and eliminate as many as possible of these committees. If they're not meeting, I've heard several committee reports that, well, we haven't met. They haven't done anything in 3 meetings and maybe they need to be off the list. I'd start there. If there's one that's reporting every meeting, then maybe we can keep those. But we look back on the notes or minutes, and maybe they have reported in 2 or 3 meetings, and maybe that makes them just drop off the list for now. And we have procedures to start up the committee. So I'm proposing that the last 2 or 3 that didn't report, just go ahead and take them off for now. And we need them. We have means to bring them back.
Thank you, Council. Councilwoman Foreman.
Well, I just have a few comments.
One.
I think it's good. We can consolidate. All of this work is important. I think we can consolidate some of these committees, and I'm already bringing in just some of my thoughts. I'm open to your thoughts as well. Our primary responsibility is production and getting it up. And
right.
We don't have a production committee.
That's
and
right.
I just thought that was really strange. So it seems to me like we could consolidate natural gas, orphan well, and well plugging, all that has to do with production, into one committee. Just a thought, not something I'm requesting.
Already did. I'd like to bring that and roll that back out on November 2nd after y'all review it.
I want to say,
Council,
if we can assign Mr. Red Eagle to work with whomever and propose a list of committees at our next meeting.
Councilman.
Need to take a look at the bylaws. I think some of these committees are in the bylaws, so when these changes are made, it'll have to be amendment to the bylaws.
And I have you on that committee.
You
can.
Yes, actually, I got your 2 marked, signature and policy and procedure. I believe within the budget, we can knock the other 2 down, take liaison, ITA, the 1906 will fall under procedure policy. And then I'm looking at the others. I do agree, like in scholarship, that is a requirement. So we'll be keeping those. I'm going to try to knock them down to 4.
Excuse me. Signatories isn't even a committee. I don't know why it's on there. So you could eliminate that. We just designated signatories.
I would like to ask, do I need a motion to ask Councilman Redcorn, Councilman Red Eagle to be on the signature list? I need 4 of you.
I'm already on the signatory
list. I just need a second.
That we added.
Thank you. I have a motion on the floor by Chairman Waller,
seconded
by Councilwoman Harlan, to allow Councilman Red Eagle to be put on the signatory list. Call for the question, please.
Councilman Rebarn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, and we'll get rid of about 3 of these, and I will condense the others. The last element is going to be over the production element, but I do want to go and separate the production away from the orphan well.
Right.
I'll tell you why, it's under the DMD. We can't mix our pleasures here. So with that, are you comfortable with that since you have your resolution? Council, is anyone okay with that? Councilwoman McGregor.
You know, I think that we have like standing committees, and then the other one, if you notice down here, they'll say temporary summit. Really, I agree, signatories need to be on here. But I believe that I've been doing boards, commissions, organizational work for, about 38 years now. And I believe that committees does have a place in this. That way it opens it up, and hopefully as we move forward of getting all of our technology up to date, we will be able to invite, get it up on a schedule where people see where we work. That's where a lot of our shareholders want to have, we want to hear their voice. I don't want to stop that voice of, because it's very limited in the meetings when we're here, but in committee work, there's a lot of opportunity to hear their views, how this impacts them. So I like that we are putting some down into groups, and I'm good with that. But I do like that we have added some new things, and I think that let's not overlook that too. So that's my opinion.
Thank you very much. Council, with that, I'd like to entertain a motion adjourned.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Harlan, second by Councilman Redcorn. Please call for the question.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
No.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar.
Yes. Passes. Thank you all. Enjoy your evening. We appreciate it. Everything, Lacey, I'll send to you on record.